Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. On the go, on demand, and on point. When you want to know what the weather's going to be this week, turn to Portland's most accurate forecasting team. This is Your Weather with meteorologist Kelly Bayern on the Coin Podcast Network.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather podcast. It is Wednesday, September 23rd. It's officially the fall season now, and we're back a little late with this podcast. A lot of folks were out on vacation, but we're here to talk about the incoming rainfall. I've got Joseph Dames, our weekend meteorologist, on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, and I think we're going to see maybe some of the Wednesdays that we've had so far in months. So yeah, this is going to be nice bit of rain.
It will be. And last week we did track some rain. I know you're out of town, Joseph, but we had some severe thunderstorms even around the valley going into our early morning on Friday. It was active both Thursday and Friday. And those days were the days that we saw some measurable rain back in Portland. And it wasn't, back then I think we saw maybe about a half an inch of rain around Portland. And before that we were dry, no measurable rain for almost 27 days.
So, yes. I have that pulled up on the Friday. We had 0.42 inches coming out of Portland. So I'm sure there was other locations that saw more because of the spotty thunderstorms that were in there. But every single day before that, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. So it was just so dry.
Yeah, we were working with a lot of heat this month. Then that smoke set in. We were still dry. Those thunderstorms are actually what helped us clear out a lot of that smoke. And we haven't really seen much of it since. And we're kind of switching into a fall-like pattern this week, especially today when we're expecting quite a bit of rain here. We are expecting our first fall-like storm. It's a fairly large upper-level low that had a center of low pressure yesterday at about 970 millibars, so that's pretty deep. And it's a pretty wide system that's also attaching to the jet stream. So we are going to see some influences, some tropical moisture stemming, you know, from the tropics entering our region, and that's going to boost rain totals over today through the weekend. So enjoy the morning, and as we head into the afternoon, it's going to be quite a soggy finish to this Wednesday.
Yeah, we're already starting off with some very light rain, close to about 15 hundredths of an inch coming out of the Portland airport as of Wednesday morning. So this is just the start of it, as you mentioned. Still cloudy. It does feel like fall. Even some leaves starting to transition. So we are just kind of hit us just like that.
Yeah.
But we usually get these systems starting to roll in during September. And the first part of September was kind of the part of the month that felt almost like it didn't belong. You know?
Right.
And this kind of feels a little more like normal.
It does.
So getting that moisture in is going to really help on out still. And you mentioned how deep that the low was building, and you could see that from the satellite, just a beautiful system off, if you're looking from the visible satellite. I'm sure we posted on social media somewhere.
Yes, definitely. Lots of information on my Twitter if you're ever curious about what the weather is going to be like. We all have our accounts here and share a lot of information there. But we've been tracking, you know, rain totals. Some forecasts and weather models have been sharing some impressive numbers just going into this evening. So far, the forecast is calling for that heavy patch of rain finally settling into the valley, likely around anywhere from 3 p.m. to about 5 p.m. Some heavy rain should start to work on in. So that's right around the evening commute hours. And we're also going to pair that with some gusty winds too. So I would say today is not the best day for an umbrella. Rather, rain gear, your rain boots. We're expecting rain totals at least around a half an inch of rain just through this evening into our Thursday morning. So what we've seen so far in terms of rain this month is likely what we could see in the next 6 to 12 hours here in Portland. So I am expecting to see possibly some urban flooding, maybe even in those areas close to the foothills that see a lot of rain. And we'll also be watching the fires out in Clackamas and Marion County. There could maybe be some landslides and maybe mudslides as the rain shifts towards the east and up and over the mountains.
Yeah, you made a good point about the urban flooding. I know even around my street and the sewers there's way more leaves than there were about a week ago. So yeah, that might be something they have to go out and keep an eye on. So what are you thinking about the locations that may see more rain than others? I know the Oregon coast may have some higher totals, especially the Northwest Oregon coast. There may be a little bit of a rain shadow down south towards Eugene, but it looks like to me, maybe some of the higher totals might be farther to the north in the valley. What are you thinking?
Yeah, so a lot of the models are pretty consistent with where the heaviest rain will go. It looks like the coast will see the brunt of this weather system, mainly from the central coast, and then northward is where we're going to see the most amount of rain. And models are showing anywhere from a half an inch to maybe an inch and a half for the coast just through tonight. And areas near Seaside, Astoria have been picking up rain since midnight Wednesday. So we're just gonna keep those totals and that rain falling as we move forward through today, and by tomorrow morning, likely over an inch of rain out towards areas near Seaside, Astoria, and then further up the Washington coast, even out towards the Southwest Washington Hills, the Willapa Hills out that way. So this rain band that is working in is kind of diagonal. It's from the southwest towards the northeast, and it's going to gradually kind of sweep across the Willamette Valley towards the southeast and then out the door by tonight. You can envision that. So it's going to slowly spread that rain from the coast into the valley, and again hit Portland first, and then kind of dive towards the southeast into Salem, Eugene. So we're watching out for that heavy band of rain. And by about 3 to 4 p.m., we could start to see some heavy rain back in Portland. And in the valley, I think we'll see the most rain for the north portions of the valley, too. So, yeah, a little bit of rain shadow, probably a little south of Salem down into Eugene going into today. But just keep in mind, it's likely going to be rainfall that we haven't experienced in quite some time.
Yeah. Yeah, August was very dry. September's been very dry, so this is going to be the most rain that we've seen. Yeah, I think you're right about the totals there. I think the heaviest rain is definitely going to be in the northwest down to the southeast, and then you mentioned the wind along with it. I think even some areas of central Oregon should see some okay rain once it does kind of get to the Cascades, kind of lose some of that moisture. But I think Madras might get some light rain, or towards Hood River in the Dalles. Once you start heading over towards Pendleton, it might be more of like a trace or so, maybe some very light rain there. But this does kind of look like it'll be mainly impacting, the west of the Cascades.
Yeah, in the valley. Same for the coast. Some impressive rain totals moving forward, too. But, I mean, in central Oregon, it'll be great to get some rain out there, because they're still dealing with patchy smoke and poor air quality too. So I'm actually happy to see that rain making it over the mountains into Sisters, Madras and Bend, right where the winds from the west have been guiding that smoke to cities in central Oregon. But yeah, we'll keep the rain going too as we head into Thursday, a little bit of a break, maybe some lighter showers that just continue through the afternoon, and we'll still build up those rain totals. Showers through Thursday, again, may tack on another 10th to a quarter of an inch of rain just through Thursday. And then Friday, we see another pass of some moderate rainfall that could push our totals from Wednesday into the weekend. So Wednesday through Saturday, likely over an inch of rain, maybe an inch and a quarter is kind of what models have been showing. So over the span of, three and a half days, Portland and areas in the North Willamette Valley could see over an inch of rain.
Yeah, I think that's a good mark. Models may try to push a little bit more. And if we do see more, I think it's probably going to be to the north of us, maybe Cowlitz County, areas of Washington, and then probably lower totals south of Salem, like you mentioned. But I think about an inch to an inch and a quarter is a good ballpark for this system that's rolling on in. And so, and even that system that comes in on Friday, that might actually bring in a little more rain off towards the east as well. We were just mentioning, parts of the Gorge and Pendleton and down towards Baker City. I think Friday might actually bring in a little more rain for those folks there. But between the 3 days there, this is going to really start to push our totals up close to maybe our average for September, but still below.
Yeah. Now. There are some good things that this rain will bring, like our whole state is still in a pretty big drought. I think we're missing close to 8, maybe 10 inches of rain for the water year, which always resets in October. So we're at the tail end of our most recent water year.
Yeah, we have one week.
Yeah, and we've seen a deficit of, I believe, close to 8 to 10 inches so far. So it's been a fairly dry year. The majority of our months in this current water year have seen below normal rain. So it's very welcomed here in the region. In terms of fighting fires, I mean, we still have at least 5 massive wildfires in Oregon that are over 100,000 acres in size. The most notable ones that we've, you know, seen the most impact here in the valley are the Riverside, the Beachy Creek, and the Lion's Head fires. I did just check the latest reports. So as of Wednesday morning, the Riverside fire is 138,000 acres in size and 26% contained. Beachy Creek, which is in the Santee M Canyon, along with the Lion's Head fire, that one is 192,000 acres, 46% containment. So we have seen some improvement there. The Lion's Head fire is 203,000 acres, 15% contained. So over the last week, we have seen those thunderstorms that did bring some moisture. Relative humidities have been up, so firefighters have done a lot of work to contain these fires and make new containment lines. And the weather has helped, too. So this rain coming in, I think overall, will be a good thing for the region.
Yeah, we could have used that a week and a half ago, but we'll take it. Taking on, as you mentioned, smoke for, you know, I was driving through the state when I first left. It was so smoky. I'm going to return. There was still, you know, very thin shroud of smoke for central and eastern Oregon, but it felt a lot better. So hopefully this will even help a little bit more. So, yeah, it's those fires have really just really grew. And I think this rain should help. But like you mentioned, maybe some minor landslides and some issues because of this rain.
Yeah, that, I think officials are concerned about that too. COIN actually interviewed some officials with the Beachy Creek and Lion's Head fires Wednesday morning, and they had some really good insight on what's going on out there. We'll have those stories on COIN.com. But some of those officials were saying that debris flows with this heavy rain event are something that they're concerned about. There is that top layer of soil or that organic matter in the forest that have been burned, so they don't absorb rain as well as they used to if they were fresh and you know, not burned or charred. So there may be some debris flows or even mudslides or buildup that you know, if heavy rain goes over a slope with low integrity, it could definitely cut loose, and we could see some landslides. So that is a concern. Also, with every weather event, there tends to be some gustier winds involved too. So officials are a little concerned about some of the winds that may blow through and actually blow trees over. That's the biggest concern. Not so much about the winds fanning the flames like we saw over Labor Day, which is what caused those fires to really grow. So there are some concerns, but overall, you know, the relative humidity is up. We're getting a lot of moisture with this system that should help to extinguish some areas. Overall, a good thing to help fight these fires.
Yeah, and the wind is going to definitely be the strongest for our Wednesday, as you mentioned, but I think it does settle down a little bit on Thursday. Overall conditions is settled down on Thursday, so the wind's going to be kind of more tame on Thursday. So we'll see what we do with our Wednesday event here. You know, and of course, with this rain rolling in, if you're looking for sunshine, there's not going to be any. It's just going to be cloudy, probably the next few days, overcast and damp.
Overcast and very damp. So again, we're watching for a very soggy Wednesday night here in Portland. The coast likely getting maybe 2 to 3 inches from now through Saturday. So very wet out towards the coast, also gusty too. I think there could be some power outages if wind gusts continue to blow in from the southwest around 40 miles per hour. We've already seen some gusts clocking in around 45 this morning out towards Astoria and right along the north coast. So just be careful out there and prep for the rain. Also watch out for flooded roadways. Don't try and drive through them. But we'll see showers, possibly thunderstorms on Thursday, more rain on Friday. So gear up for wet fall-like weather. Hope you're excited for it, Joseph.
I'm so excited for it. Yeah. Yeah. You know, summer was nice, but it's cool to get a nice little touch of fall here.
Yeah. Big change. Yeah. Anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. I think we hit it. So if you're along the coast, be prepared to be a little more wet than the rest of us, but that's kind of the way it works. And enjoy the rain, and hopefully we don't have too much damage from the wind or any issues with flooding or anything like that. So yeah. clean your drains out, your sewers areas out, and that's all I have to say.
Yeah, clean those drains, rake your gutters. That could be a good thing to do as well. All right. Well, we'll keep you updated on Coyne. Make sure to check us out on social media too. We're always sharing updates. You can see our broadcasts on TV too. And take it easy and grab your rain jacket and your rain boots. And we'll catch you next Monday, the next podcast. See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Coyne Podcast Network. You can listen to more great Coyne podcasts on coyne.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Please listen, download, subscribe, and review.